Michigan lawmakers are set to reconvene today for what could be the final votes on right-to-work legislation. If passed, Michigan would become the 24th right-to-work state, banning unions from collecting mandatory fees from non-union workers. Governor Rick Snyder says he will sign the legislation. The governor's on the line to talk about right-to-work. Governor, for months, years, really, you said that right-to-work legislation was too divisive. But within a very quick period, you went from too divisive to agreeing that it's the right thing for Michigan's economy. What changed your mind?
Yeah, well, the reason for the original position was fairly straightforward. Over 80% of Michigan workers aren't unionized at all, so it's a relatively smaller percentage. And we had so many other big issues to address. We needed to do tax reform, balance our budget, many other important reforms that we've gotten done. And then what transpired was, as we came into this year and summertime, the unions were going ahead with Proposition 2, the ballot proposal about really overreaching into Michigan's Constitution. And at that time, I asked them not to move forward because I said, that's a divisive issue. And I said, it's going to raise a lot of concerns and bring up the whole issue of right to work, depending on how the election turns out. And unfortunately, I was correct. After the election, it really continue to grow in terms of the right to work discussion, and it was becoming very divisive whether I wanted it on my agenda or not. Given that was the circumstance, I felt it appropriate to take a good leadership position, analyze the issue, and come out with a view. And when you look at it, it's relatively straightforward. It's about being pro-worker. It's about giving workers the freedom to choose, first of all. And then secondly, it's about bringing more and better jobs to Michigan. And that's where Indiana's recent experience, which just happened this last February, is they've seen significant economic activity because they became a right-to-work state, and they're seeing thousands of new jobs head to Indiana because of that, and we could use those jobs here in Michigan.
Now, a lot of people say you might not have the votes to pass this legislation in the next session. Is that why you're pushing it through now?
No, I just felt, again, the discussion had become divisive already. There was a lot of issues going on. It was going to continue to grow, and I figured it's better to have let's get a resolution in terms of what's going on in terms of legislative action, because a lot of discussion has happened over the last few weeks. Let's get it done, move forward, because there are other important things we need to continue to address in our state.
Now, many studies do show, though, that right-to-work states have lower wages and higher poverty rates. How do you reconcile that data?
Well, again, if you look at it in many respects, they may have lower wages, but if you look at their cost of living is lower, so their net benefit is actually higher. There are studies showing that. And if you look at job growth over the last decade, job growth has been significantly higher in right-to-work states. And the other one is you have to be careful with all the stats. As I said, over 80% of Michiganders aren't unionized. The percentage is actually in the high 80s for most of the United States. So most jobs are not unionized anyway. So it's tough to do an apples-to-apples comparison. But I believe this will bring jobs, and that's where I look to Indiana, where they literally can show companies that cited this as a factor in their decision to come that are bringing thousands of good jobs to that state.
How quickly will we see benefits from going to a right-to-work state?
It will happen in the next year. We'll see benefits in terms of companies looking to come to Michigan to grow here because we have that status. Indiana saw it fairly quickly in their state.
Now, one of the biggest complaints, though, about this legislation is not maybe even so much about the policy, but the way it's being enacted. It's being passed through the legislature without committee hearings or public comment. Is that really the way that legislation should be passed?
Well, again, it happens different ways, and the legislators have to decide their process. But as a practical matter, if you step back and look at this, right to work's been an active issue in Michigan for years. And if you look over the last few weeks, this has been the topic of discussion. So I think it's fair to say anyone in the public has been hearing about right to work and has had plenty of opportunities to contact legislators and share their views and thoughts. And we can see that right on the Capitol lawn today.
And speaking of the protesters, what would you say to the people who are going to be protesting at the state Capitol today?
I would hope they sit back and look at it to say it actually should improve unions in many respects by making them more responsive to the workers. It's a case where workers can make that choice, and if unions present a good value equation, why wouldn't people want to join the union? And they do. Some of the people we sat with when I did the press conference, they were from right-to-work states, and they had decided to join a union because they saw value in it. That's an important choice I think workers should be able to make, and that's being pro-worker in this case.
All right. Thank you very much, Governor.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.